Thanks for joining us for this edition of Forward Church Online. Today's podcast was recently recorded at one of our live worship experiences. We hope you enjoy today's message. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
Well, the Spirit of the Lord is here. In Romans chapter 8, verse 25, this is for several of us in the house this morning. By the way, all these verses are because God asked me to obey him and switch. Romans 8, 25, but if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. Hope develops patience, and patience in God's kingdom will be rewarded. Let me say that again. Patience in God's kingdom will be rewarded. I was outdoors yesterday standing beside an individual who is a big official in Perry in regards to concentration camps. I could call them prisons. And he said to me, Pastor, the thing that's so disturbing is everyone is living for instant gratification. I have good news for you this morning. There's no such thing in the kingdom as instant gratification. The Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Yes. The Bible says that we are to pray and have hope in the Lord our God, and that our God will deliver us, or he will answer according to his timetable, not ours. So here's a brief story. We're 3 weeks into a new school year and have not had a guidance counselor. If I cannot use natural illustrations, then you're missing the whole purpose of God's word, because when Jesus was here to back up biblical principles, he gave human stories. And so I've been seeking the face of God. Father, as if he doesn't know, we need a guidance counselor. School's about to start. Well, that was 3 weeks ago. There are some individuals that have been praying a long time. I'm encouraging you this morning, according to this passage of scripture, do not lose hope. Be patient. Your answer's on the way. God's never been pleased when I just stay on the story, so let me close the story quickly. I get a call from Alabama, and she said, I'm the one for the position. I'm a believer. I know Jesus Christ. I have all the credentials. I'm looking forward to the interview. Of course, I shared a little bit in the past about, like, really, that's over the top. But as of tomorrow, she will be with us. Dr. Colin Lashley will be our new guidance counselor. Ladies and gentlemen in this house, God will answer prayer. Be patient. God will answer your prayer. Be patient. God will answer your prayer. Be patient. It's not who you know and who you run with and who you socialize with. Just stay in the prayer room. God answers prayer, and it's always according to his purpose for your life. God hears your prayer. God understands your heart. God understands everything that's going on in your thought life. God understands the steps that he has ordered. And when he has come forth, you will see him in all of his glory in that situation. And you will give him praise and honor and glory, because our God answers prayer. Amen. In John chapter 8, verse 24. I told you that you would die in your sins. If you do not believe that I am the one I claim to be, you will indeed die in your sins. John 8, 24. That's Jesus speaking. Sin produces death. Sin in the life of a believer interrupts the fellowship of the Spirit. I didn't say it will cost you your life at the outset, but it does interrupt your fellowship. Sin is dangerous. Where are the men and women of God who are sharing with God's people and with the world what sin is? Jesus said it, I told you that you would die in your sins if you do not believe that I'm the one I claim to be. You will indeed die in your sins. The thought, there's a way out of sin, and that is to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to pause right here. Is there anyone here this morning who is being unctioned by the Holy Spirit to go, I am not ready. I am not Teal Pomeroy, and I am not ready to meet Jesus Christ. Is there anyone in this house this morning that would say, Pastor Dennis, I am not ready to meet. I am not ready to exit. I am not ready to stand before. I am not ready to, I cannot there. I've got to come to the saving knowledge that Jesus Christ is the only one that can remove my sins. He's the ultimate Mr. Clean. He can clean and cleanse anything in your life. I'm speaking right now under the anointing of the Lord. Is there anyone in here right now under the sound of the voice of the Holy Spirit who speaks much clearer and better than I, that before you were to walk out this door, you know that you know you're not ready to meet Jesus Christ? Is there anybody here that would say, hey, remember me in prayer right now. I want to make that decision. Anybody here? I'll let you know that day's coming when people are going to be ushered into local churches from all over, not just in this region, all over the nation and nations, and they're going to be coming to receive Jesus Christ. Sin produces death. I don't care how much pleasure you've had. I don't care how much wherever. It doesn't matter. If you do not know Jesus Christ, you are actually dead in your sins right now. Is there anyone here this morning? I wouldn't embarrass you, but I would certainly hate to see you go over to the field and start playing kickball and then automatically just go out. Oh, you're really playing with our emotions. Ladies and gentlemen, when I was back at middle school many, many years ago, and I was a baseball coach, there was a young man who played third base for us in Williston. By that weekend, I had his funeral, and he was an eighth grader. Are you kidding me? Are you here this morning and you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? If not, this is your moment where you can go with a, look, we won't even ask for you to come right here. We'll have someone come to you. It doesn't even have to be me. But if you're here and you have not made reservations, He's prepared the plan for you. He's prepared salvation for you. But you've got to make reservations going, He is my Savior. Moving quickly. First Thessalonians 2:4. Just a couple more. We've got a great time coming up over at Strickland in just a few moments. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just impart this to you. If you don't love the bread of life, you do not love Jesus Christ. If you do not like the sound of the reading of God's word and the impartation of God's word by God's point man, you're not in love with Jesus Christ. First Thessalonians 2:4. Rather, because we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. That's why I do what I do, because God has entrusted to me a call. We speak as we do, not trying to please people, but God, who tests our motives. See, many of you would say, man, I can see you, but guess what? God sees me a lot better than you do. God's watching everything I'm doing up here this morning. I want to encourage someone who's beginning their walk in the Spirit. And that's not weird. That's just practical, down to earth. You're learning to walk by faith and not by sight. It is not easy walking in the Spirit. It's not comfortable. It doesn't please people. And it will also aggravate you from time to time, meaning you as the individual walking by faith and not by sight. Because we have been raised, listen, to please people. We have been trained how to please people. Ultimately, you should have one goal and objective. I want to please God. I want to please God. In everything that I do, I want to please God. Listen closely. Rather, because we have been approved by God, God is approving individuals in this house with the gospel that you will take it out, break it down, and share it with others. But listen, don't try to please people and please God. Don't even try it. I did it early in ministry when I was a youth pastor, and I'm going to tell you something, it doesn't work. Make a decision. I'm all in to pleasing people, or I'm all in to pleasing God, but you can't do both. You cannot please man and God. I sense a real weeping right now in the spirit. It's almost like I can hear. There's a weeping because there's such a crushing of the old nature. Everything we do in this nation has been about pleasing people, not pleasing God. Or if we're not pleasing people, we're definitely pleasing ourselves. Ladies and gentlemen, that's called idolatry. And we wonder why our kids are in trouble. Numbers chapter 13, verse 30. This is for someone. God's going to be using you to begin possessing things. We should go up and take possession of the land, for we certainly can do it. God's ready to release you to go into the promised land of what he wants you to do and go seize the moment. Numbers 13:30. One more time. We should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 19. And oh, how many Christians have been trapped in this one here. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 19. When men tell you to consult mediums and spiritists, who whisper and mutter, should not a people inquire of their God? Why consult the dead on behalf of the living? I had no idea when I got up this morning that God was going to have me go and pick up all these scriptures that I post every day at Southeastern University. Every day. And all I'm doing is scanning what God asked me to do. The body of Christ. Now listen, I didn't say forward. The body of Christ is a lot like Saul. Instead of asking God and asking the Holy Spirit, he just took a little short ride over and sat down and began to talk to someone who was already dead. If he could just inquire of one that was already dead. Let me read that scripture again. Is there some, I'm not asking for you to, are you here this morning and you're kind of practicing some things you should not practice? Isaiah 8:19. When men tell you to consult mediums and spiritists who whisper and mutter, should not a people inquire of their God? Why consult the dead on behalf of the living? Horoscopes, all kind of, you all know. I don't need to bring those illustrations out there. He's called the Holy Spirit because all other spirits are unholy. Let me say that again. He is called the Holy Spirit because all other spirits are unholy. Marriages have been destroyed because of evil spirits. Ministries have been destroyed because of evil spirits, because we will not come to the Holy Spirit, who will bring us directly to the Word of God, and then we submit ourselves in allegiance to the Word of God. I don't mind saying this to you. Just because athletes and our nation no longer says it's important to stand in respect to the flag, ladies and gentlemen, this is much bigger to me than the flag. And I will not disrespect God's word. Everyone in the Old Testament that played with witchcraft, that played with mediums, that played with spiritists, every one of them were impacted by evil. I know this is an old game, but there's been some new games replacing it. The Ouija board. Can I tell you how many people I've laid hands on through the course of my ministry who used to be involved with the Ouija board? Oh, it's just a game. Really? Play on, player. The Spirit of the Lord gave this to me, and I pass it on to you from Isaiah chapter 8, verse 19. Instead of consulting with false spirits, consult the Holy Spirit of the living God. Every spirit that is not the Holy Spirit, listen closely, it's a false spirit. The Holy Spirit, watch how the Lord helped me say that. The Holy Spirit of God will always direct me to the bread of life. Always will bring me to the Word of God. Always. 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 My flesh at times gets fed up with it. The enemy detests it. He'll challenge you on it every day. Come on, church. I'm speaking even to young people. Just because athletes today go, I'm not going to stand and respect the flag, and I'm going to sit right over here. That's one of the latest things that's coming out. That's not a role model. Here's a role model. Someone who picks up the bread of life and says, I'm going to carry this torch better than any Olympic runner. I'm going to carry this torch all the way to the finish line, because the way I handle the book is a reflection of how I really handle the Lordship of Jesus Christ in my life. Spirit of the Lord is here. I think I'll close with this verse, and the time is only 11:37 for those that are drowning in all of that. I said earlier, and I'm going to say it again, if you do not like being under the sound of the gospel and under the word of the Lord, you really are not in love with Jesus Christ. I called my good friend Almond Gunner this past week, and he said, brother, let me tell you what's going on. He said, it's everywhere. He said, biblical Christianity is being phased out for cultural Christianity. Biblical Christianity is being phased out for cultural Christianity. When someone said this is no longer a Christian nation, I wonder how many Christians are taking the time to find out how many things are changing in your nation. Do you really care about your children? Do you really care? Have you seen the changes? Are you watching the changes that are going on in the church world? I'm going home by the way of the cross. I'm going home by the way of the cross. I'm laying down all of my burdens every day at the foot of the cross. I visit the open tomb, and I ask that the Holy Spirit of God will roll away every stone in my life so that I can come forth every day the way He wants me to. I visit the upper room every day, and I ask for the indwelling Holy Spirit to once again freshly anoint me and freshly touch this earthen vessel so that I can be a carrier of the Word of God. Last verse for this morning. The Spirit of the Lord is all over this house. And all I'm doing is reading scripture, ladies and gentlemen. Romans chapter 8, verse 15. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear. I rebuke and renounce fear over this house and over this region. The Lord rebuke the spirit of fear in Jesus' name over our schools. The Lord rebuked that spirit of fear. I release freedom in the body of Christ. Notice I didn't say Forward Church. I said the whole body of Christ. I also need to insert, because God's been speaking to me every morning in the gym, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. It's a dangerous thing to touch the anointing of God. It's a dangerous thing to put your hands or your mouth on a prophet of God. It's dangerous for you and for your family. You did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear. I release freedom over the body of Christ. I release freedom so that when you open up your Bibles or you go to the internet and you find it there and you begin getting into God's word, that there will be no bondage or leverage of the flesh, no leverage of religiosity that would trap you into anything, but you would have a free highway of holiness in God's word. That would be the book of Isaiah, highway of holiness. But you receive the spirit of sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father. I want to invite the body of Christ and specifically my brothers and sisters at Forward Church to begin really relating to him as your father. Because you are his son, because you are his daughter, he's brought you into the kingdom. It's an eternal kingdom. It's more alive and more real than anything that we'll experience today. And I want to invite you to come to a place where you can begin crying out, Abba, Father, Daddy, 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 for these children, these little girls that are being... for these young men that are trapped in all kind of pornography, these young men that are involved in drugs, Daddy! These young people that have alcohol stashed away in their vehicle, Daddy! Daddy, I come to you on behalf of parents who say all the right things, but their model doesn't match their mouths. Daddy! Daddy, Daddy, Daddy! Daddy, we cry out to you, Abba, Father! Because of your son, Jesus Christ, I am your child and I come before you and I ask that all slavery would be broken. And trafficking that's going on in the lives of young people that are being snatched up and taken to other countries. Daddy, Daddy, Daddy! Daddy! For broken homes and broken relationships and individuals without jobs. Daddy, Daddy, help! Daddy, help! Daddy, help! We call upon you through your son, Jesus Christ, and we ask that the Holy Spirit of God, oh, help us! Oh, help us! May there come a cry out of our innermost being that would almost be the groan of the Spirit of God out of the book of Romans. Daddy, Daddy, help us. Please help us. Break every chain, every fetter. Revive and renew our minds so that we are captivated by the power of the cross. And Father, I pray this morning as we close for pastors who would think about removing crosses from their churches. Oh God, Daddy, help! Without the cross, we are lost. We lift up the banner of the cross because we know that there your son paid the highest price. Here's the invitation, not for the front, but for where you're seated, so that you can stand where you're seated.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Forward Church Online. At Forward, we believe that God speaks to each one of us individually, directing our lives and giving us focus. It is our desire that you would experience Christ and pursue His purpose for your life. One of the easiest ways to draw close to God is by connecting with the local church. Get started today by visiting myforwardchurch.org to find out all the ways that you can give, serve, and grow.